One set of issues revolves around the big liquefied natural gas project that's based in Hela Province. While ExxonMobil started to pump out exports 4 years ago, local landowners say they've never received promised royalties. According to police, angry landowners set fire to earth-moving equipment last week, burned a camp, and blockaded an airstrip. Another set of issues revolves around tribal violence. About 20 people have been killed in and around Taree, the capital of Hela Province, in the past few months. At the moment, it's quiet, Police Commander Thomas Lavongo told RNZ Pacific, but I don't know, anything could happen any time. Add in local politics. Last week, we reported on rioting in Mendi, the capital of neighboring Southern Highlands province. Supporters of a losing candidate burned an airliner and several buildings. One reason the army is going in is that police are outgunned. At a news conference last Friday, Brigadier General Gilbert Taropo confirmed that the M16s and other assault rifles, now in the hands of locals, are the Army's own weapons, which he said had gone missing from an armory several years ago. General Taropo said his men would take them back, but use only minimum force. We are not going to a war zone, he said. We are going to our people. One more factor. This is the same region hit by a massive earthquake in February that killed at least 150 people, but relief has been limited by landslides that block roads and by all the violence. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.